And this is Growing the Game with Ballsy, and we're joined by Saskatchewan Rough Riders outstanding punter John Ryan, a Regina Ram grad. How are you today, John?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome, bud. We'll get into your season and get you to self-evaluate yourself here in a minute, but let's talk about the Rams. What are your favorite memories of playing with the University of Regina Rams and just your experience there?
I have a lot of good memories. I think that that run that we made in 2000, three straight road come from behind wins to advance to the Vanier Cup and came up short. But just that whole month, that run that we went on was pretty memorable. And I just have a lot of good memories from playing with the Rams and a lot of good memories from post-game festivities that I experienced with the Rams as well.
It's amazing what this program has done. I mean, the only Saskatchewan-born Super Bowl champion, I'm talking to him right now, you got Akiem Hicks, who's the 39th-ranked player, according to the NFL, his peers in the NFL. You had Stephon Charles play there. Brett Jones has just re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. We're not talking about just CFL players. We're talking about guys that made it to the National Football League here in little old Regina.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a pretty special program, and you know, it's always it's been something that's been near and dear to my heart, especially you know since I played 15-20 years ago, and you know, just to see what that program has done, the players that they have produced. As you said, there at one point there was four guys in the NFL. I don't think there's another program in Canada that had more than one. You know, a lot of programs were very, very lucky just if they did have one, and the Rams were pumping out four. And Just not only that, but you really do. You spend some time in this community in Regina, and you just see the good people that program has pumped out. And, you know, not just football players, but just people in this community that really contribute, make Regina what it is. It's pretty cool, in my opinion.
For sure, one of your buddies, Neil Hughes, goes into the Ryder Plaza of Honor. You know, it's kind of neat that you're back on the team when one of your former Ram teammates actually goes into the Plaza. I thought that's cool.
I thought it was really cool. You know, I felt honored to be a part of that the game when he went in, and just happy for Neil. You know, just one of the best teammates that I've ever had, one of the best football players I've played with at the university level. He was a phenomenal player, just really a phenomenal guy. And when you look at what it means to kind of be a Ram, what it means to be from Saskatchewan, be Saskatchewan tough, and the way that he played his 10-plus year career with the Riders, you know, I think that's what it's all about in my eyes. I can't think of anyone that's more deserving of the Plaza of Honor than him.
John Ryan joining me here in Growing the Game with Ballsy. The Huskies play the Rams, big homecoming game here. They only play one time this season, which I've said on this podcast before. It's ridiculous. I think these teams should play the back-to-back just to create rivalry and fan excitement and get more bums in the seats. But, you know, you were part of this. What's this rivalry like? Anytime Saskatoon plays Regina, whether it's checkers or football, it's a competition.
Yeah, no. I just turned my head and spit when you said Saskatoon. it was always, you know, quite the rivalry when I played. And, you know, really the best sports rivalries are really in the university. You know, when it gets to the pros, it's you're not really playing against the city. You're playing against another group of guys. But in university, we were playing against Saskatoon, and we didn't like them at all. And that rivalry definitely went on, and as I'm sure it was on with you when you played the Hilltops back in the day. There's just something about those two cities that even though we're so close, we don't like each other when it comes to football. And that's the way it always has been and the way it always will be. And it makes for a great rivalry. And hopefully it's going to make for a good game on Friday night.
John, what was it like for you to be back in Winnipeg, the place where your CFL career started, albeit in a different stadium? But what was it like to kick there in Winnipeg and be back in front of Bomber fans? Must have been a little bit weird because you're a Rider now and you've always been a Rider fan and you're back playing for your hometown team. But you got your career started in Winnipeg. And I remember talking to you there the other day. You said that kind of reminded you of kicking in Seattle with the way the crowd noise was on top of you.
Yeah, it was. It's a definitely loud stadium the way it's designed. It reminds me a lot of a little CenturyLink field like we had in Seattle, and it was a lot of fun going back. You know, I know there's quite the rivalry for many years between Saskatchewan and Winnipeg and these two teams, but I'll you know, ever forever be indebted to Winnipeg for what they did for me and for drafting me and you know, really giving my start and really giving that stepping stone for me to go to the NFL and. I honestly thought the fans were going to be a little more harsh than they were when it came to me, and they really weren't that bad, and I was thankful for that because I know that the Labor Day game, the Banjo Bowl game, the fans can be pretty harsh to the players on the opposing sideline. Wasn't necessarily the case for me in Winnipeg, and I was thankful for that. But you know, it's fun to go into an environment like that, a hostile environment, and play the game. Obviously, did not work out the way we wanted to, But yeah, definitely good experience to go back to Winnipeg, and you know, just for me, just to see, you know, leaving the CFL for 13 years and coming back to just to see how far things have gone with, you know, these brand new stadiums. You know, you see a stadium like they have in Winnipeg, and it's just, you know, I could never imagine playing a CFL game in a stadium like that 15 years ago, or you know, obviously here. What we have here in Regina is just unbelievable. And just to see how far the game has come in terms of these buildings they're building is really, really cool to see.
John, how does the Labor Day Classic and the Banjo Bowl match the NFL in terms of intensity from the crowd, from the hype? Because I was standing there on the sidelines of the Labor Day Classic thinking, man, I wish we could encapture this whole atmosphere for the whole season right across the league.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was electric. You know, both those games were so great. And, you know, I think that Labor Day game will forever stand out in my mind as, you know, up until this point, the my favorite CFL game I've ever played in. You know, it's something to have a walk-off win like that on Labor Day was something that was pretty special. Just, yeah, the atmosphere there was it was incredible. And it really is something that's very similar to the atmosphere that you experience on Sunday and some of the bigger, better CFL or NFL cities like Seattle. So, you know, I was glad to be a part of that, and I was kind of glad that the other guys on the team got to be a part of that.
Hey, any warning signs after the Riders, after you guys really put up a less than spectacular performance, or is it as simple as, hey, we had won six games, we were bound to fall at some point? You don't want to fall like that, but it's just a bad day at an office like everybody else has. You have a bad day at the office. I have a bad day in radio where my tongue gets tied. Was that basically what it was?
Yeah. You know, I guess we can probably speculate farther on at the Saturday at about 8:15 p.m. But yeah, you know, it was definitely a rough game. It, you know, as they always say, it's hard to beat a team twice in a row, especially on a one-day short turnaround like we had. But, you know, obviously not an excuse. We weren't up to par on that day. And I think it's bound to happen in, you know, a 21-week CFL season like they have. You're going to have a clunker or two along the way. You wish you didn't, but we put that on film and we put that out there on Saturday. And you know, at 7-4, we're still in good shape. And you know, I don't think anyone you know, practiced today, no one was really even talking about it. No one was looking back. We're looking forward. We know what we have to do and move on from here.
Okay, before I get you to self-evaluate your play and wrap this interview up, I want to ask you, I'm with you or by you at a local establishment watching the NFL games on Sunday, and I had to come over and ask you this. I'm going to ask you this on the air. What's it like for you to, you're watching the row of TVs, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting there with Rob Vanstone, and I'm thinking to myself, John Ryan's over my shoulder. He has played in every one of these stadiums that we're watching here on the TV, and if he looks to his right, there's his Green Bay Packers jersey, John Ryan jersey. How is it surreal for you to watch the games? Like, is there like, how, is it like, okay, I can't believe I played there, and man, I'm mad I don't play there again. Are those the emotions you feel?
A little bit. You know, I think as time goes on and I start to get farther away from it, it's more of a thankful thing. You know, I was thankful that I had that opportunity, that I had the opportunity to play in all these, I think I counted one time, I played in over 40 NFL stadiums. Pretty fortunate to be able to have done that. And, you know, when I probably look at it, it's probably looking at it through different eyes than your average person at Four Seasons at 1:30 on a Sunday afternoon. You know, I've been on those sidelines. I've been on those fields. I know what it's like. And right now, I'm just more than anything, I was thankful that I was able to have that opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. So, John, let's wrap up. When John Ryan is evaluating his play, because anybody can look at stats and flip stats around, and I like stats. I do. And sometimes they tell the story and sometimes they don't. John, when you're evaluating your play and more specifically this season, how are you? How do you know you've had a good game? Like, what are your kind of targets you look at when you go into a game?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at you just do some self-evaluating. You don't really look at the numbers. You know, you really just look at how you're kicking. You know, Dickie always says you evaluate yourself in the batter's box. You know, you don't necessarily look where the ball goes. If you're being consistent in how you're hitting the ball, things are going to eventually, if they're not turning out the time, they're going to turn out down the road. So I kind of look at just each individual punt, and what normally punters do is they just want to see how they're hitting the ball. And right now, I'm hitting the ball better than I ever have in my career, to be honest. I'm more consistent, hitting it better. That doesn't always necessarily mean it goes exactly where I want it to go, as some of the stats can attest to when it comes to singles and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I look at how I'm hitting the ball, and I'm hitting the balls as well, if not better, than I ever have in my career. And that's really, at the end of the day, what a player looks at.
Well, see, because, like, for instance, I take you back, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, and you're never going to cut down one of your teammates, but you punt the ball down to Grant of the Blue Bombers. You have three guys in the vicinity. In fact, you guys got called for no yards, and he runs it back the other way for a touchdown. Now, I want to think that's not the punter's fault, because he's punted at about 45 yards, and there's guys in the vicinity, even illegally, that couldn't make a tackle. Where I'm going with this, John Ryan, is what can you do as a punter to help your coverage guys out better? Like, what are you hoping to do? When you get into a huddle when you run onto the field, do you have a set thing? Like, okay, I'm going to kick it to the left. This is what I'm doing. Or, guys, I'm going to kick the stuffing out of the ball to the left. Like, what do you do to help your guys out?
You know, just them understanding where exactly the ball is going to go. Is a big help. You know, sometimes things just happen. You know, as you said, you hit a good punt, and, you know, a guy just, you know, you don't want to say get lucky, but, you know, he gets a good return on you. And as a punter, there's not much you can do other than wish there's a fair catch rule. Cause if the guy didn't fair catch that, he might've still been on the field, but, you know, it's just different rules. And, you know, it just one of those things for me. Partially, it's just relearning the Canadian game, and things that work down south aren't necessarily working here all the time. And it's just something I have to work on to help these guys in front of me. And you know, sometimes things just happen, and guys get returns on you, and it's obviously happened a few times to us this year. We're none too happy about it, but, you know, we're just going to keep on working and moving forward, and hopefully come the rest of the season, playoff time, we got that all figured out, and it's no longer an issue.
Yeah, because I find that interesting. You probably, you know, in the NFL, you get to about the 45-yard line, the other team's 45, or you're 45, and you're asked to punt it. You hang it up, and a lot of times they call for a fair catch, your guys down it. You know, there's different things about the NFL game that you probably have to, you know, transfer and flip over and have a different mindset kicking here in the CFL, I imagine.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm learning. You know, I was gone for 13 years, and I think when I was in the NFL, and I know for the last 10 years in Seattle, once we hit the 50-yard line, I believe that we had one punt that was attempted to be returned in 10 years. So, I mean, you get down to that area, it's, you know, 99% fair caught down or a touchback. Okay. And it's just a lot different game here, and, you know, I'm trying to learn some new punts that I haven't necessarily hit in 13 or 14 years. So it's a bit of a learning curve for me, and realizing that some of the things that worked great for me and really helped me out in the U.S. for a lot of years don't necessarily always work here. And it's something that I'm thankful that I have a coach like Craig Dickinson that can help me out with those things. And he understands where I'm coming from. He understands what I'm trying to do, and he's definitely helped me along the way here.
You've changed your delivery too. Like, you're if people notice, you're kicking it differently than you ever have in terms of your approach to kicking the ball, right?
Yeah. You know, I had to nerd out on you here, it's kind of a 2.5-step approach, which 99% of punters have. You know, everyone in the NFL uses, with the exception of a couple guys. Dickie kind of saw some things, and he wanted to switch me from a 2.5-step punter to a 1.5-step punter. And it's a bit of a learning curve when you've done it one way for 30 years, and he came wanted to change it with me. But at the same time, as I said, I think I'm hitting the ball better than I ever have. And, you know, I'm just kind of relearning a little bit now that we've switched that stuff up, and, I think it's definitely working for me. It's going to work better as I be able to be more, a little bit more comfortable with it and be able to control the ball a little bit better.
Two more quick questions for you, then I'll let you go. So when you kick a ball sometimes, do you kick it and go, damn, I didn't think I got a hold of it that hard?
Man, you know, I've been blessed and cursed with what we'd call a big leg in the punting world. And, you know, it's for every time you give an ooh and an ah for the 65-yard punt, sometimes you shake your head when you get that touchback or the rouge of the single. But it's kind of a bit of the pains that you have to endure when you're a John Ryan fan, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things. But as I said, I mean, there's more things that I'm working on coming back to the CFL and some things I got to change up.
Okay, lastly, what's it like to kick in new Mosaic Stadium? In old Mosaic Stadium, when the wind was blowing and you came in as a member of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers or you're kicking with the Rams, the wind was a little more predictable, I find, in old Mosaic Stadium or Taylor Field. Here, this is a weird stadium. It was built to kind of shelter everything from the wind, but I find the wind at one end of the stadium is much different than it is at the other end of the stadium. I don't even know in the time I've been here if you could say decisively that a team has had the wind at their back for the whole game. It just seems to be a different way to, or a different stadium with the wind in there. How about you? How are you finding kicking there?
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like it a lot better than old Mosaic. Was more predictable. The wind kind of just blew right through that stadium. And but you were right with it or right against it, and that's a little bit easier in terms of that. But the wind was a lot heavier here with the it being built down a little bit and with it being blocked from certain angles. But it's definitely interesting the way they designed it with at the northeast. It's kind of partially open and then it's completely open on the south end. So if you get just the right northeastern wind, for example, the wind will come in and then ricochet off the far stands and come back. So as a punter, it feels like you have the wind going both ways. Or as a kicker, you're basically going into the wind both ways. So things like that are a little bit unique about that stadium, just the way it was designed. So, you know, playing on the prairies, you're always going to have a wind. You just kind of learn to deal with it. But yeah. It's for me, it's kind of been fun. It's been different almost every day with the wind in that stadium, and I've definitely had fun figuring it out. And also, it's pretty cool to be able to practice in your game stadium every day, something that doesn't happen in the NFL. I played in Seattle for 10 years, and I kicked in that stadium just over 100 times, whereas now I've played in Mosaic for just over half a field, half a season. I've probably kicked in the stadium almost 100 times.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's a great home field advantage.
Okay, last question. I sneak one more in on you. What's it like to look up into the stand, see your mom, see your brother, see your family, your friends, your old high school friends, and do you think about your dad? How much do you think about your dad when you're here kicking for the Riders?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. You know, just being see my family, friends, you know, everywhere. If I just look at a random place in the crowd, I end up seeing someone I know, have my wife and my mother front row right behind the kicking net every game. It means a lot to me. And yeah, you know, it's growing up, going to football games, going to Rider games with my dad. We had season tickets from 1990 until the day I was drafted, 2004. And, you know, just kind of thinking back on the stories of, you know, him putting up $55 as long as I raised $55 shoveling snow in the winter to pay the $110 for my season ticket every year. And, you know, just looking forward to it all week, just being able to go to Taylor Field with my dad. So, you know, obviously that's something that I still think about, and, you know, being able to see me, my dream being fulfilled, playing in the NFL, and, you know, he got to watch me play one game, and I think this is kind of the second half of the dream that he would have really enjoyed. So definitely think about that a lot, and, you know, wish he could be here, be a part of it, but somehow, somewhere he is.
Yeah, some way he is, and he's enjoying watching number 9 in green and white. Thanks for this, John. We're all enjoying watching you play. I appreciate this, and good luck this week.
All right, thanks, Belzer.